You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Don't fall asleep, because that's what the church has done in the vast majority. Many Christians believe that all we need to do is, quote, believe in Jesus and we'll be saved. Several feel that the church has no right to tell a person how to live. No right to teach that there is a standard that is taught in the Bible for all believers. All believers must follow this standard. God allows a person to choose to serve Him or not to serve Him. But once we go on record as giving ourselves, our lives to Him and joining His covenant, two things must happen. One is that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and the other is that God will hold us accountable for our commitment. That is just as right to teach that your wife or husband is holding you accountable to be faithful to them. Can't you see that? It's a marriage relationship. We're going to marry Jesus. We are held accountable to the commitment that we make for Him. When a husband and a wife enter into a commitment, a marriage, they're accountable to each other. There's some standards there that must be followed. And the same is true between us and Jesus. A marriage that has no accountability is not a real marriage. It's a sham. Just like a covenant, a marriage between us and Jesus with no accountability, it's a sham. So a person that goes on record as being a follower of Jesus, and that's why you quote, give your life to Jesus, you make a commitment that you will do and not do certain things. The moment you do this, you become accountable to Him. And by that, we mean from that time on, God judges us for the way that we live. Jesus died for our sins. People who commit themselves to Christ and then reject His commandments are in worse shape than if they had not committed in the first place. Hebrews 6:4. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the Word of God and the powers of this age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of Man and put Him to an open shame. Salvation is not about someday, but it is about the right now for true believers in a covenant relationship. There's a war going on to see if you will allow Jesus to cleanse us from unrighteousness today, or if you will allow Satan to dictate your life. Why do you think Satan tries to get you to sin today? The battle isn't over. The battle isn't over past sins. It's over present and future sins. The past sins are easy. It's called repentance. You go to God and you ask Him to forgive you. You can get rid of the past sins. What you do with the present sins are the here and now. And if you are faithful to Jesus or not, quit sinning, please.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.